Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the smut that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. You're going to stare off again.
There's a lot of eye contact.
There's a lot of eye contact, yeah. Which last time, actually, in the episode, you were not a fan of, but it was Emily who ruined it.
What?
You did too much eye contact and it threw Vanessa off.
Oh.
She likes it.
Yeah, she loves your eye contact. You should do it more.
She, when we hang out at our day job, when she's giving me a little bit of an attitude, I'm like, keep it up. I'm going to give you a hug. And she hates it.
She hates hugs?
But she loves it. I know she hates it.
She's always like, I forgot something over here. And then she hugs me.
Yeah. And then she's like, ugh.
It's hug
and then
jail.
That's when I know that it's really bad, when she doesn't fight me on it.
Oh my God. Sometimes I'm tired.
Speaking of your day job.
Yeah. You get to hang out with us at our day job.
I'm now at your day job. We're coworkers again.
We spent so much freaking time together. It's insane.
Yeah.
Gearing up for moving in together.
Yeah. That's just one step closer to our compound.
Yeah,
we're there.
Once we get the podcast able to support us, you know, it supports us emotionally. It needs to support us financially. Mm-hmm. You know, patreon.com, Clutch My Pearls. You know, then we can, you know, take it one step closer and just be together forever.
And then we'll start getting into weird investments together and it'll get real weird.
Vending machines.
Card my yard.
Yeah. Crypto. We'll do it. We'll lose it all.
Oh my, we get Uber and we all sit in the front seat.
Oh my God. It's like cash cab, but it's like smut cab where we're just like, ding. And we're like, hey, we're going to tell you about this book.
You're not allowed to talk to us. You're going to learn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just going to talk at that. You.
Or we just play our videos on the headrest.
So we're like, do you like it?
You're not looking.
You're not laughing.
Take a long way. This part's good.
Pull up your Spotify and subscribe.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'll do it. Give it to me.
Here, face ID real quick. Ding. All right. Thank you.
Yep. So yeah, we're co-workers.
So that's our future. Together forever.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
This week we have a highly anticipated Vanessa Buck.
I'm so nervous because I know we've seen each other more because, again, we're coworkers. you've teased this book, like, so much. Like, it's so, like, ooh.
Yeah.
It just keeps going,
She's told us to get our pee pads.
Yes.
She's told us, like, everything, like, is
drenched. Yes. Fiery emojis.
Emily was reading the book over my shoulder.
Right.
That is how this all started, was like on our at our day job, she'd have her Kindle up and I would be like, what the fuck are you reading? Because I would just see like little, like the pages of it being like, I don't know, fucking and grabbing and stuff. And
she saw Good Girl.
Yeah. So this one, it was like, it was, I don't remember what the line is, but it was something where it was like, take it like a good fucking girl. And I was like, oh.
Anyways, can you check my client out? Thanks. Oh, boy, can you put these towels? You were saying that it's something that we've never done, which made me go, what? And I was guessing.
That. Oh, God, I'm scared.
And then I said seniors. And then you said
Emily guessed Cocoon.
Yeah, Cocoon, yeah.
Because she loves her movie references.
God. Yeah, so is it?
It's elderly bugs.
Nah, yeah, because you said it was something you were scared of, and I said bugs?
It's a hockey book.
Oh.
We've done hockey.
No, I know.
But it's not a different kind of hockey.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We need to go to a hockey game.
Is there an age gap?
No.
We need to go to a hockey game.
Yeah.
We'll be in the fight.
Yes.
You guys
yes.
just hurl me over the thing, and I'll be on the ice, and then I'll just... they won't be expecting it.
In Detroit, they throw an octopus on the...
What?
They toss a puss. At the what? Red Wings
oh
games.
God.
I can't remember what it was.
Like an actual,
because of like the
yeah, like
Kraken
it's like
or
a
something?
Thing. Yeah, it's like something. It's something like that. I know. I've been meaning to read this article that explains it, but yeah, it's,
this is like the Gorilla Classic.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Swear to
what
God,
kind
I
of news are you into?
I swear to
she's
God,
she's like, I've been meaning to get to this article.
I've been meaning to read why they do it because I'm also like, oh, that's sad, you know?
Yeah,
like, but no, it's
wait
like,
a real one.
Yeah. Like, it's dead. I think they get it from the fish market.
Oh, I was picturing a live one. I'm like, that's
I was
a lot.
Thinking a stuffed animal.
No. It's called, like tossing the puss or
is
something.
Is there, like, do they try to sneak it in when people aren't paying attention?
I can't. I haven't read the article yet, but
so
I'm going to read
cool.
it.
You can just make it up.
But I know that they do. I
Thanks
know
for
that
bringing
it's a thing.
It up with zero information.
I know. I didn't know it was going to come up.
And then they all have to eat. You brought it up.
And then they all eat calamari. Yeah.
They all have to eat it afterward.
So all my Red Wings fans, you guys are all going to know. Or I'm going to like post something about it in our stories explaining
it. It'll be
in
the aesthetic video.
Yeah, for sure. Tossing the puss onto the hockey rink. Okay. Anyways.
Let's, okay, it's hockey.
We haven't even gotten to the title and we're off track.
Mm-hmm. It's hockey.
We're paying attention.
I have a rant we have to work in at some point in the episode, so go.
Oh. Okay, so it's called The Wrong Pucking Number.
Oh.
Wait.
Is this part of the Pucking Around series?
Okay.
No.
This is a common trope, I feel like, though. It's a wrong number, then you're like in love. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, like they call the wrong number? Or is it the wrong jersey number?
It's the wrong jersey number. It's the wrong number of legs on the puss.
Oh.
Okay,
it's by C.R. Jane, 390 pages.
Okay. Beefy.
It's kind of popular. I see it a lot of times on the TikTok, but it's an Amazon top 10 bestseller.
Damn.
Oh.
Yeah, never okay. had that before.
Okay. You can buy it in our Amazon storefront, link yes. in bio. Then you can go buy your stuff through there, and then that's how you can support us.
Thank you so much.
So it is a part of a series. It's like the wrong,
pucking
the
around.
Pucking Wrong series. No, it is not affiliated with Pucking Around.
Oh.
It's totally separate.
Get in trouble.
Sweetest Obsession.
Yes.
Oh, Mile High.
Yes.
I'm just naming all
three. I know. I'm just saying yes.
Okay.
Well, are you thinking Sweet Oblivion? Sweetest Oblivion?
Is it's one right? of those. There's two of them with O's and I had to get real lost there.
Yeah.
Darkest Temptation?
Darkest Temptation. Mm-hmm.
Dog Kennels.
Yes.
Sweetest Oblivion.
There you go.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Was the second book.
Maddest Obsession.
Ah.
And I remember that's when the obsession because one of the characters has OCD. Representation.
Like, representation matters, guys.
He's an evil dude, so I definitely relate. Okay.
Wrong pucking number.
Yes.
Wrong pucking number.
I'm going to read the synopsis.
Okay.
One text to the wrong number, mine, and everything changed. He won't tell me his last name, and maybe that should throw up 1,000 red flags.
Bono.
But when I'm all alone in a new city and struggling to make ends meet, his texts are the lifeline I've been desperate for.
Oh my God, he's saving her.
What?
I don't know.
Like she moved to a city, texted the wrong number, and
he
then they're
texted
friends now?
Her.
Oh.
He won't say his last name because he's a hockey player and he's like,
right.
I'm
famous.
So famous and okay.
I would have never answered the text if I had known Lincoln Daniels, superstar hockey player extraordinaire, was the one sending them.
She never would have because she's like, fuck that guy. Or it's like, oh, that's intimidating.
Intimidating?
Okay, okay. Don't be scared, girl. He's your soulmate.
Yeah.
His name sounds like it's backwards, like Daniel Lincoln.
That's why you won't tell her the last
Lincoln
name.
Lincoln Daniels.
It's a, like, a, both names could be last names.
He's clearly in witness protection.
Yes.
I knew it.
No. For real? Oh.
Yeah, that's why he was in Cocoon. He had to... Okay, continue.
Okay, he's trying to sweep me off my feet now, and he says he's obsessed. He wants me wearing his number permanently.
69.
Nice.
The question is he still the wrong number, or can this hockey god prove he's Mr. Right?
Does she have a name?
Monroe.
Well...
Do we
Good
know
thing
any
I brought my
don't,
notes
don't.
To write down.
Oh,
to keep
no.
your shit straight?
To keep my shit. I kept it in my little bib of my overalls. So
we've been at your
know.
House for like an hour and a half. You've been waiting to just go, get
so,
my notepad.
Lincoln. So then I can't be like, what's his fucking name again?
What's the
name?
Book?
Lincoln Daniels.
We're going to have a quiz wow. at the end.
What was her name again?
Monroe.
Monroe.
Do you know anyone named?
I have my notes.
Do you know anyone named Monroe?
Marilyn.
Yeah. I don't.
Right.
I don't even remember what her last name is.
Marilyn.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Forwards and backwards.
I have the backwards and forwards names.
I'm not loving the name Monroe.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah.
That's a newer. I feel like it's a newer name.
This
like,
CR Jane really loves to go like, my last name is the first name. Okay, Jane, last name. I see what's happening.
Yeah. What do we think CR stands for?
Charles.
Crazy Rachel.
Chris.
Catherine Reynolds.
Oh, you're just naming people we know.
Who's Catherine Reynolds?
Clients.
That was
Uh-oh, meet that out.
Fine, Carol know. Reynolds.
You're just naming another client with a different last name.
Karen Renee.
Okay, now two of our friends got it.
Well, fuck.
I know, we have
Cody.
All the names. Cody. We don't
I
know any Cody's.
Work. Cody Ramon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What an awful name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess the pages. 390.
I'm going to go 169.
91.
Nice. 102. Ooh, you were so close.
One day we'll get it, and then we'll have to end the podcast.
That'll be the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so little sad stuff I need to get out of the way.
Okay.
Monroe's mom died when she's 10.
Huh. Mm.
The book, like, opens up with her mom. She was a sex worker supporting a drug habit. Mm. Yeah, she took a hit, overdosed. Mm. Monroe went into the system, foster care, until she aged out.
Where was that? Where'd she live?
Houston, Texas.
H-Town, balling hard.
It's humid. That's the rodeo you like.
That's
frizzy
the rodeo.
Hair.
Yeah.
Frizzy hair.
Yeah, the 713.
Oh, my God. Represent.
Oh. Represent, yes.
Oh, she aged out like the nanny for the neighbors.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So on her 18th birthday, when it's like the same week she's supposed to graduate, she'd been staying with a foster family for a while, and they are okay, but they basically treat her like slave labor. Mm. But
so they're not great.
No.
Okay.
But the dad starts making advances on her.
Cool.
Literally the week she's supposed to turn 18.
What
like,
the fuck?
You're finally going to be legal. So she basically runs away.
Yeah,
does
girl.
She kick him in the dick before she goes?
Chop
I think
it off.
She nice. Did punch him or something. I can't remember.
And that's when Lincoln Daniels, secret assassin, is sent in to kill right. him, and he's in witness protection, and the hockey is a cover.
Boom.
In the podcast.
Done. She figured it out.
Do I know how to pick him or what?
I didn't pick him. So she runs away to Dallas.
Okay. Mm. She drives at 45. Yeah.
She takes a Greyhound.
That's some Are interstate you... knowledge for my Houstonians.
Oh, my God. Are you writing this down?
Like, okay, so at 45 north. Yeah.
Here's a map.
So she goes to like a shelter, gets her GED, gets some jobs, gets
Love
an apartment,
it.
Goes to school.
Gets on her own 2 feet.
Yes.
Love it.
Of course.
She has 2 feet.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Cool. Good for her.
Yeah, she's not an octopus.
She's not the puss. No.
So she, everybody's a fucking creep to her, though. Like, everybody's always hitting on her. At this point, they like kind of speed through the book, and she's 19 at this point. But her boss is a creep. Her landlord is a creep. And her apartment's like a shithole. And literally right before she gets the text message from Lincoln, her landlord's like, I can help you with the rent.
Like if you can't make, if you can't pay the rent, you can pay another way.
And so she like punches him in the nose.
Good girl.
She's she really wants to move, but obviously she doesn't have the money. She's working at like a doctor's office, like as reception, but she's also picking up like catering jobs on the side.
Basically, this girl is me, except for a lot of the stuff.
Except for everything else.
I work at a doctor's office. I've got a GED. I'm basically Monroe.
So she gets a text message from Lincoln.
Okay.
And
what does it say?
It says
You're already cheesing.
I'm so like a flutter.
It says like, give me another chance, I'll blow your mind.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And you got it.
This is literally on the heels of the landlord. So she's like,
really,
who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
She also thinks it could be like her boss or someone from school, like fucking
could
with
be
her.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Foster dad.
Or, or her landlord. So she's like, you couldn't blow my mind, you know, if you tried. And it's like totally talking shit to him. And he, I think he immediately knows it's not who he's supposed to be texting.
It's not his
because
teammate.
He's like, oh, if I knew you were this interesting, I might have shown up last night.
Oh.
And so obviously he blew off somebody. And so she kind of says like, fuck you, it's the wrong number, and like sends a picture of herself flipping him off. And he is like,
so then he sees that she's pretty.
Yeah. And he's like, holy shit, like who?
She's spicy.
My soulmate. I knew it.
He's like, I hope you're real. You know, tell me your name. And she only tells her, tells him her first name.
Of course.
Which is a last name, right?
Yeah. So Monroe. She's like, get lost. And like, I hope whoever you're trying to text, like,
like, good fucking luck. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Ugh, I love it.
So whatever. So the next day, she gets a text message from, okay, wait.
Should I rant? Is this an-
No. I forgot we go to like Lincoln's POV to basically hear him react to the text messages.
Yeah, where he's like, I sent this text and I got this crazy response.
Yeah.
I love that dual POV. Love it.
Well, because you got to know what's going on.
You got to know.
I think that is because you hate miscommunications much. So that when you get that dual POV, you're like, okay, context. I know what everyone's thinking.
Yes. I know why they,
So it turns out the girl that he was texting was somebody that his dad was like basically pimping him out to. It was like a business partner's daughter that he's like, I need you to keep her happy while this business deal is going on.
Like in Mile High 2.
Yeah.
Mile High, higher than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but net.
His coach was like,
my niece.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Lincoln fucking hates that. A little background about him is that his brother died, and there was, like, a 10-year gap between him and his brother, and his brother was obviously supposed to, like, take over his dad's company, and so his parents kind of hate him.
That's a lot to live up to.
He was taking him to, like, hockey practice, and he wanted to skate on the lake, and it was frozen, and he went out there, and it he fell in and he rescued him and he fell in too and he drowned.
So it was completely his fault. I don't know why he would murder his brother like that.
You know, with that. That is like a young Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, God.
I've never seen it.
That is like Demi Moore in Ghost.
Nora Roberts last week was talking about a young Jimmy Stewart. And in the beginning of It's a Wonderful Life.
Is that what happens?
It's a young, it's the Jimmy Stewart's character. His brother falls into the icy lake and or something. He goes to save him and he ends up losing his hearing and ear. Which is when later, when Donna Reed whispers in his ear, like, that she loves him, he can't hear her say it, and it's like the cutest thing ever. She's like, I've loved you my whole life, and he's like, here you go, bye,
I'm Jimmy Stewart.
Okay, so that's sad. So then they also hate hockey too, I assume.
Yeah, they're like, this little fucking game you play. I think also, like, his parents, like, hate each other, but they stay married, and they slept together, like, one time on accident and had him, and so they basically kind of treat him as such.
There's a lot of competition going on. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I could fix both of them.
I think because he has hockey and he's able to, like, make his own money, like, he kind of, like, stands alone a lot of the times.
But then his dad is trying to pimp him out and use him, so you can't have it both ways. Wow.
Sometimes I feel like he thinks he's, like, indebted to them because of the brother. Yeah.
Complex feelings.
Yeah. God. So when he sees the picture of Monroe, he says that his DNA was changed.
What? Is this a creature book?
Well, no.
Is he just riding the cosmos?
I think he's just been so, like, sad since his brother died that he's just kind of been living.
He felt the electric, like,
he's just, like, numb.
Yeah, basically. Aww. And he, like, feels like she's, like, the reason for, like, living now.
Is that how you felt when you danced with Eric the first night you met him?
And then he forgot about it.
And then he told you
that was just a dance. I'm not allowed to tell that story.
Oh.
That's fine. Okay, remember, unrelated note. Remember in Pride and Prejudice when Mr. Darcy meets Elizabeth and they don't think that they like each other? They're like, wow, you're rude and also you're not worth my time. And then later they fall in love?
That's what it is.
Unrelated to anything we're talking about.
Unrelated. Okay, so I like how whenever he sees her picture too, he's like, I gotta get to a computer.
What? Like,
I gotta figure
out. Grab the lotion.
No!
Yeah, like, why?
Like, I gotta figure out who this girl is.
I gotta reverse image search her. Like, what are you gonna do? Just, like, look up Monroe? You have her phone number.
Well, find that MySpace. Well,
he's probably gonna, like, hire, like, a PI or something.
What year is this?
How old are they?
He has Google on his phone. Why does he have to get a computer?
No, I don't. I think
he's a jock. He doesn't.
I think it was, like, a joke. Oh, my God. Never mind.
I love this podcast.
I quit. But,
okay, wait. How old are they? She's 19?
She's 19. He's 24.
Okay. Children.
Yeah.
Literal babies.
Babies.
And for all the 19-year-olds and 24-year-olds who are like, we're adults. Yes, you are. And when you're our age, listen again and go, I see.
Yes.
I see what they were saying. Baby. I see what's happening.
And then when you're my age, just be like, yep, you're still a baby.
Because by this age, you realize that just keeps happening. Yeah. So when I'm 50, I'll go, oh my God, I knew nothing, which is true.
Yeah. I'm dressed like a toddler right now. I got my Ash crush on.
She's got her little pictures.
My God. I've got my little trinkets in my pocket.
Oh, my pouch.
Okay.
Continue.
What do they look like?
Oh, yeah. How do they describe them?
So she has long, black, curly hair.
Okay.
Okay.
Green eyes.
Ooh. Hmm.
And he's tattooed.
Love it.
Tall.
Just my
type. Rebellious.
Like boy. Warm caramel, like brown hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what color are his eyes? Do we know?
I don't know. They don't say.
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he
black?
Thin or beefy?
Beefy.
He's a beefy hockey player.
Yeah. And he's tattoos.
He fights a lot on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Ooh, I love
he's a shooter.
Now, am I allowed to cast or do you have?
No, go ahead. No, I have no
idea. Let's see what you got.
My first thought was for the girl was Lord because she has long dark hair. I couldn't think of anybody with long, dark, curly hair. That was the first, like, person.
Zendaya.
I'm real upset.
Well, yeah. Zendaya
first of all, Zendaya's right there.
But we've already had Zendaya in so many books. I've been wanting so desperately to cast that Tom guy Cruise. From that show, The Gentleman, but he's not beefy.
Oh, yeah.
Theo James.
He would be good, no, though.
Thanks. I love him.
Oh.
No, thanks.
No?
His head, no? His head is a rectangle. And again, yeah. I don't. Hi, Eric. You know, listen. I don't think he could be mean enough to me for me to actually want to flirt with him.
Right? Like he's too. Like,
there's no sharpness.
He's got a little bit of sharpness in The Gentleman.
He does in that. Okay,
a little bit, but not. And he can be a prick like he was in White Lotus, which I liked. But he's also still nice enough. But okay. He's not beefy. He's not tough beefy in that way. I'll save him for in any other book.
Lord?
No, I don't know. I'm just thinking of, oh my God. But now I'm thinking of the South Park version of Lord, which is just Stan's dad going, I am Lord. La, la, la.
Oh, you know who would be good for Monroe? You know the Christmas movie where the little elf wants to be a dentist?
What?
Him.
What?
That's what you sound
That's
like.
That's the equivalent of your casting, is what she's saying.
Okay, long, dark, curly hair.
Oh, the mom from What's that Rapunzel movie?
Yeah. She was in that game we played for a little bit, the Disney game on Switch.
Tangled.
What was the game? What was the game we played on Switch?
Uno.
Yeah, I don't know, the Disney
the
game.
The Disney one.
No, I know. Oh.
Okay, just... until further notice, Zendaya.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, she's perfect. Duh. But I'm like, I feel like I need to like branch out a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe just make up a fake person.
Okay.
In your head.
Draw a picture. All right, she's
fine. I am Lord. La, la, la.
No, stop.
But our beefy boy. Oh, my. I watched Vanderpump Rules earlier, so I'm thinking Brock.
I don't know, but I don't like that.
Yeah, he's not good.
I can tell. Yeah, he's Australian, okay. Though.
If he was on mute and I could put clothes on him that I picked out, maybe.
I thought you meant he's just wandering around naked. And I'm like,
no. Like, I sent a picture. Anyways, doesn't matter. There's a video of him wearing high-heeled boots in an interview.
And that's what you
want? Who is that? Was that Brock? That was Brock?
Yes.
I didn't know that was Brock. Ooh, I saw the boots. I was like, I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
It was Brock.
Those were like...
high-heeled on like, my tippies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Emily. Interesting.
Okay, any fucking way.
Well, he's on those ice skates. I feel like he could figure it out.
Yeah.
So the next day, she gets a text message from the unknown number, Lincoln. And it's her full name.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's terrifying.
She's into it.
And she was like, well, if you know who I am, I don't know who you are. Maybe send me a picture. And so he only sends a picture of his forehead.
Thank God. Could have been anything.
Yeah, but that's creepy.
And his thigh.
Like his forehead by his thigh?
And then his elbow. It's like, what?
And then his abs.
I don't like any of this.
I don't think that he wants her to know who he is. And so he's just kind of like messing around with her.
But he's like, but I know your full name, your social security, where you live, that's and creepy. Everything. And so, but here's my forehead.
And until you know that there's actual chemistry or like, okay, this is like within my age range, not, you know, like I could see this happening. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Because, especially for her history. Poor Zendaya.
Yeah. Like he doesn't know her that like if I got that, I would go, oh, well, that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not how Jeff got you?
No.
Gotcha.
No, it was probably the other way around. Where I was like,
that's how Eric got me.
He said he was stalking. No, I don't know anything about Jeff before I met him, really.
I stalked Eric a little bit.
I intentionally didn't look. I mean, I got like the gist of where I was like, oh, this is something or someone. But I
this is something.
Didn't
I see a forehead and a thigh. Like, this is something. Like,
what is literally like, somebody.
I know a Wikipedia page existed, but I made sure not to read it because I wanted to like get to know him and not be like, oh well, I saw that when you were 13 you did this. Or like
you didn't immediately want to be a fan. Yeah.
No, and I still didn't like understand stuff.
That's why you're still here.
I'm still a baby.
She asked him if he was Kim Kardashian.
Oh my god. No. I said like whenever I saw
nobody wants to work anymore. Like,
he there was like a event happening here in town, like when we first started dating, and he was like, I can't really hang out in the lobby because there's a lot of people that'll want to talk to me. And I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, okay, Kim Kardashian.
But
then I saw it and I was like, what the fuck is happening? And everybody wanted to talk to him and I was like, ugh.
He's Kim Kardashian.
What is going on?
And then we get upstairs and he's like, if you want to run away, that's fine. I was like, no. No, we'll just go watch Ridiculousness in your hotel room. And make out.
Watch Love Island.
That's fine. That's fine. Let me show you the world of the Kardashians.
You need to know the reference, okay?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that how you got with Bernie? He stopped you a lot?
The other way around.
I knew it. I didn't want to say it.
He started working at my bar.
So we sure did be like, we love these bands.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways.
I mean, it worked out. It's fine.
Let's not talk about the places that you made me go.
We went to go eat at True Foods a lot.
She made me go to True Foods a lot.
That's what you do.
Okay. We need to move on because I'm about to air all the dirty laundry.
Sounds like there's a lot to hear.
This is going to have to be all Patreon.
Put those cards down.
All Patreon where we air each other. It's dirty laundry of the creepy shit you did when you were in love with someone.
You guys don't know as much of my creepy shit. I just volunteer when no one asked. Oh like and when I said I stalked Eric and nobody cared.
But when we try to bring it up, you go, we're not allowed to talk about it.
That's not my boundary. That's his. He doesn't listen. Nobody tell him.
That's what happens when you don't listen. So what song were you dancing to?
Oh, I don't know. We were drinking. Emily.
It was just a dance. It didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Usher. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, right.
Pony by Jenny.
Oh, my God. Grinding. How could you forget that?
No.
Okay. So.
He sends a picture of everything but his face and his dick.
Yes, he doesn't send his dick. I think he likes it. She doesn't know who he is.
Are his eyebrows included in the forehead?
I don't know.
Because it turns out I have a thing for eyebrows.
It was like the top of his head and like hair.
Okay.
Well, you can see the hairline.
That's all you need.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's got good hair. So he definitely used a PI to look into Monroe.
Okay.
He usually uses this PI to suss out like stalkers and stuff because obviously he's famous. Mm-hmm. But he's like
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
But now I'm the stalker.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to go to Tree Foods.
So now he wants to see her. Like in person, because he's only seen this picture.
You gotta smell each other.
So he goes.
I don't know.
He goes to her house, and just standing on her street.
What?
And does he text her a photo? Okay, I don't. This is horrible. This is awful. Like,
I know I like some messed up things, but like, you're just. Does she know he's there?
No.
Is it 3 a.m.?
Does he text her a photo?
It's the middle of the day. No.
He just wants to.
He just wants to see just her.
Wants her location.
To see her, yeah.
Oh, so he's just eating at True Foods.
Yeah, he's not gonna do anything. He's just at True Foods,
which I can say it because he doesn't live near it anymore. But we 100%.
Oh, I'm here again.
Hey, he might walk by.
Don't that's what you turn do. Up your goddamn nose at Lincoln, you fucking stalker.
That's what we do. That's what you do. Do you know how many friends I've gone to the same fucking restaurant again for? We're eating here again. Let's do it. Chris is working tonight. Like,
or we hope he is.
That's what you do.
Yeah, if not, you're like, well, shit. Okay,
shit, I didn't really want to eat this. Let's
have water.
Oh, I need to go to Target again. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, well now I'm
so
like...
So he's just showing up to... Right I never in. Did that. I for the record, I never did that.
I also love that if it were the other way you around...
You drove by somebody's house?
Well, I've done that. But not for me. I was always just like shotgun, like, all right, girl, you want to go? Let's go check it out. Do you see him? No.
For a friend.
Right. For a friend.
I'll name her.
My friend goes to another school. You don't know them.
She'll own up to it. She's married.
Or what was... Eloise, what'd you name?
Oh, yeah.
Eloise.
My friend Eloise.
I can never say
we get
it.
To cut so much of this already.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're unhinged.
I'm still recording, so my video is not compromised.
Knock on everything. Perfect time for my rant.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put my cards down.
Thank you. I know what I'm doing. I don't.
Yes,
but like,
you do.
I tried so hard for Flawless, and every episode from now on is going to be named something like Technical Difficulties, because... Everything that could possibly fucking go wrong with that episode went wrong.
That's
and
okay.
You have been telling me for 5 days now.
Let it go.
Just let it go. That video is not going to work. And I just keep trying and
let
keep crawling on Reddit forums and like, try this one. Change this setting. Do this. Adobe Premiere, your days are fucking numbered.
Yeah.
I hope you have your affairs in order.
Yeah.
But also, please be nice to me with this week's export.
That's okay.
I think it was for Emily.
It's because we had technical difficulties leading up to it, through in the middle of it.
Everything.
And at the end of it. And it's because the book was called Flawless.
That is why.
So it's like...
Also, Emily got really X-rated.
I did. My
Which
video...
Which would have been fun.
I don't
but
know.
But we never would have had that anyway, because that was the portion that was just...
Where my video stopped off. Recording. So now I have to keep an eye on that little red button all the time, up there and down there, everywhere.
It's just so much pressure being us. It's so hard.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that we're doing great. We have a great schedule we've been doing. We have our Patreon. We are upgrading our Patreon. We are getting closer on our YouTube. Mm-hmm. So even if you listen to us on everything else and on Patreon, go and subscribe to us on YouTube, because that does help us out a lot, even if you don't watch it there. But you can always go back and watch the videos.
Except for Flawless. That doesn't exist.
Yeah. You're not going to watch Flawless.
Nope.
That's not going to happen, you know, but because we're giving it up and we're letting things go.
Let it go.
And we're all fine with that.
And everything's okay. And you tried everything and it's okay. But, you know, everyone out there is supportive of you and they think that you're doing an amazing job.
Amazing. You're a gift.
And we appreciate you.
She doesn't believe us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Eric was like, I think you just got to let it go. And I was like, it's cool, because every time someone tells me that, the more the happier I am to let it go.
Let it go.
That's going to be fine.
All right. That's something I do really well, is let things go.
Yeah. We have little clips, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's I can not just, all lost.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to try exporting it again on the Eclipse.
Oh, my God.
It's going to come out in French or something. Okay. What were you saying, Vanessa?
So he shows up at her on her street.
Right. Okay. We needed a minute with that, though. That makes sense. Okay.
But you're coming around.
But then now I'm okay with it because if it
if
were the
we get the right
around.
Casting, I feel like I could really get behind this. Colin Farrell showing up at my house.
It could be Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Colin Farrell's a good cast for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, did we just cast Colin Farrell and Zendaya?
No, more Christmas Cena.
This is my episode.
I like that.
Okay, so he gets there and her place is fucking disgusting. There's like homeless people and just lots of just
like
trashy.
And he's worried. He's
broken
like,
down
I gotta take
cars.
Care of my soulmate who and has awoken my DNA.
Yes. Oof. And he's like, what can I do? And he's like thinking about burning down her apartment.
Oh, my,
oh
God.
My God.
I'm back in.
You're back.
I'm back in.
Barbara's like, I'm back.
This is so clearly fiction that I'm like, yeah, I hope someone burns my.
Give me a new house. Burn it down.
And then she comes walking down the street.
Strolling. Strutting.
And he is cool smitten.
You know Zendaya has that good walk.
Immediate boner.
Sir.
And he is thinking about kidnapping her.
What did he do with his boner? What? Hang on.
He's losing his mind.
This guy's out of his mind.
Out of his mind. And he taught, like, the internal dialogue throughout the book is like, he's like, I don't know what is wrong with me.
Like, this is fanfic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so in. I'm so in.
Yeah. He cannot describe it. Yeah. He's like, I don't.
It's a need.
Yes.
Like that Taylor Swift song?
Yeah. He's fucked up. He's definitely fucked up.
Wow.
You know, I love him fucked up. Hi, Eric.
Yeah. And I like he says, I feel like I've been cursed and I feel like my dick will never relax again. Literally, this whole book is fucking boner city.
Okay, on the one hand, I'm like, he's burning down her apartment. He's kidnapping her. He feels like he's cursed. And then he's like, my dick, my boner. And I'm like, grow up. Could you just burn down my apartment and stop talking about your dick? Like,
well, just tuck the boner. It's fine.
Does he tuck it or does he just like, oh, what do I do?
I think he does a little bit of both. It just depends on the situation.
He's just jerking it right there on the street.
Oh, no, he doesn't jerk it. He doesn't jerk it. On the street, anyway.
We'll never know. God.
He does jerk it a lot in this book, though.
Really?
Yes. Right.
I knew it.
Yeah, he definitely.
That's definitely why Vanessa was so excited.
She's like, I love it.
So, yeah, he definitely, like I said, he struggles with the feelings. Like, he's like, I'm literally considering, like, arson and kidnapping and, like, literally just want to, like, steal her away. And
if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah. And he's always, like, since his brothers died, he's always tried to be, like, a really stand-up guy. And so he's like, what is happening to me? Yeah. You know?
Like, I'm just, something is unlocked.
Yeah.
It's he's like Colin Farrell that. From The Gentlemen. He's just unhinged. No?
He's not in The Gentlemen.
The
no,
movie.
It's a...
What?
The movie.
No, we're talking about the show, The Gentlemen.
Guy Ritchie did a movie called The Gentlemen with Colin Farrell, Matthew McConaughey, Hugh Grant is in it, Charlie Hunnam is in it. It's so good. We should add it to our list.
Guy Ritchie made a TV series called The Gentlemen.
And then he that's what was so weird is then he was like, I want to keep doing that, but not. So it's like from the mind of Guy Ritchie, they just did more of it. But it's not the same. I don't know. I haven't watched the TV show and you haven't watched the movie, so we'll never know.
Oh,
one day we'll watch those movies and maybe you could see it somewhere, like if we had a Patreon. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Vanessa, for interrupting.
No, you're
you.
Fine. You're fine. So she goes to a study group with for school and they say to meet at like this fancy restaurant. And she's like, that's weird. Like, why are we going to how are we going to study at a fancy restaurant? And she's like, I also don't have the fucking money.
Wait, go back. The study group.
Where'd the study group from? Suddenly tells her meet at this fancy restaurant.
Yeah, she has a study group for school.
But and they tell her. How is he involved in that?
He's not.
Oh,
yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Give me a minute.
He didn't burn down the apartment, but he hacked into something.
He
said that
he showed up at her apartment. He saw her,
yeah,
and that
I get
was
that,
it.
But where is this? Then the study group is like, suddenly they want to go to a fancy restaurant. That sounds like he hacked into this.
Okay,
text
well,
message.
Let me tell you.
Let's see. Let's find out together.
So she shows up, and there's only one guy from her study group.
Oh.
Is it?
And everybody
not Lincoln
else,
Daniels, but it's Daniel Lincoln.
No, it's this other
the
guy.
PI.
It's a real guy.
She knows
from
this
class.
Guy. Where she's like, Mike, what are you doing here?
And so they're like sitting there and they're like waiting. And she's like, oh, where is everybody? And he's like, oh, they're not coming.
Oh, Mike's another creep in her life.
Yes, Mike's another creep. Tricked her into a fucking date.
Well, she's I mean,
she must have. She's
Zendaya.
Okay, like she does things to men.
Her pheromones.
She does.
Because every man gets this weird, like, I need you, I have to have you.
Which is not her fault, but I was thinking the exact same thing. Right. Like, clearly something is happening with this, like,
she exudes everyone.
I mean, she changed his DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then somehow... She hates everybody else, but she's like, oh, but you're rich and famous? What's up?
Well, she doesn't know that he's rich and famous.
She just knows about his forehead.
Yeah. So how often do they text?
At this point, they've been texting a lot.
So there's like, what'd you do today?
Yeah, kind of. Pen-pals. And he's been like, you know, he tells her that he wants to be friends.
With his dick. Yep.
But he's just like texting her like pictures. I'm going to work out. Like,
he just has a pen pal.
Yeah,
they're literally just like... What happens at the fancy date? Because something goes down,
okay,
doesn't it?
So...
Okay, Emily, stop asking about their favorite flowers.
So what do they order?
So, well, actually, he says you should get the steak. And she's like, he's like, I'll pay for it. And she's like, I'm staying. Because she's like, I'm so hungry and all I eat is...
She's like, I can work through this.
Yeah. All I eat is ramen. So aww. She goes
her sodium levels. Yeah. Well, she's 19.
She goes to the bathroom and Lincoln happens to text her like, how's your day going or whatever? And she's like, well, I just got tricked into a date. I thought I was going to study group. And he's like...
Call it. He burns down the restaurant.
He's so upset.
He shows up at the restaurant.
And he is like, you should leave. And she's like, oh, it's fine. He's going to buy me a steak.
And he's probably not going to drive the steak.
I'll send you a steak. Like, just go home.
He's going to send her a
steak. And so she's like, it's fine. He's just a guy from my study group. Like, he's harmless, you know, whatever. And so she gets back to the table and the guy's like, I just want to get to know you. Like, he doesn't even want to work on the fucking project.
Oh.
And... the waitress comes back and she has their food boxed up. And she's like, I'm so sorry, but the restaurant is closing and all the food is on the house. And I'm going to have to ask you to leave immediately.
I love this
book. I
love this book.
That right there, that is my love language.
This is like mafia as a hockey book. Yes. Because he wants to kidnap her. He wants to burn down. I'm so glad you hyped this up. And I'm so glad it's senior bugs in a cocoon because this is amazing.
that's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
So
there's the protection, but there's also the like
just handled like
I fucking took care of it.
Possessive. That's why I love the fanfic I love. Because they're unhinged, but like.
You want a steak? I'll get you a steak.
Thank you for being unhinged for me. That's so sweet of you. I'm going to read this book. Oh, fuck. I don't have time. I have so many books to read.
Ain't it part of a series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
It was a series. I'm sweating. Where's the pee pad?
I told you, bitches.
I'm going to unhook my overalls.
You pull out a pee pad from your pocket.
I got more in here.
Little dye-dyes.
That's why I have my little blankie. I'm like, get out of here.
Okay.
So restaurant shut down.
When she leaves, he's like, "We should go back to my place and eat the steaks." Yeah, she's like, "Absolutely not." No. And when she was walking off, she thinks that he's following her, and she gets kind of nervous. She has to walk everywhere. She doesn't have a car, so she's just public transportation. She walks a lot.
She's got it.
Yeah,
she's got this.
But so she thinks he's following her, and so she calls Lincoln.
Yeah,
because she literally has.
Who else can
nobody
she trust?
Else. Yeah. She literally has no family. She has no friends. God. All she has are people that she goes to school with.
Did that, when the restaurant got shut down, did she kind of think for a second?
No.
She was just like, oh, okay.
She's 19.
Yeah, that's
true. She just thought it was closing down.
Okay.
Why would she think anything? Because she doesn't know who he is.
She doesn't know yet that he's that guy.
That he's
or that
famous.
He's really wealthy and influential.
Right. Also, how would he know where she is?
I guess like doing the whole restaurant of just like if someone was really insistent on that and then they... I guess doing the whole restaurant shutdown, like, sorry, this is such a thing, like, versus like, hey, someone paid for your dinner over the phone. Here's your food to go.
You that know? Waitress sold it.
But yeah, but
how did he know where she was? Look at that evil smile. Listeners, Vanessa is evil smiling.
He put a tracker on her?
Okay, so anyways, so she calls him.
She's teasing me. She's edging
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, I'll listen.
So she calls him to be like, help.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm calling you. I'm super scared. I'm leaving the restaurant, and I thought the guy was following me. He tricked me into a date.
Have they ever talked on the phone at this
point?
No.
He's
so
like,
he answers it all hot.
Yeah, and gravelly.
And Irish, like Colin Farrell. Okay.
And he's like, I'm so glad that you called. I'm so happy you don't have to apologize. Like, I'm here for you.
And then a black Mercedes pulls up all of a sudden.
Also, your apartment's on fire, so...
So, definitely she's smitten. He calls her good girl. And I think this is when you read the part in my book. There wasn't even any sex.
That's so much better.
And Emily saw it and she was like, I inked.
Oh, yeah.
She showed me the little gif from Finding Nemo.
Oh, my God.
Ah, that's the puss. That's
oh, God.
No, it's like, you guys made me eek myself.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it wasn't even.
He calls her a good girl for going to him because she feels, oh, my God.
Like, I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Ugh, I inked.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. I got to turn this camera off.
So, she's on the phone with him. Did that guy keep walking or is he still following her? Or, like,
well, he set fire to
before,
the guy.
Yeah. Before they hang up the phone, he calls her Dream Girl.
Oh.
And that is her nickname pretty much throughout the book.
I'm less into that.
Mm. Yeah. But so
that's a slight, I don't know.
Yeah.
Slight fade out.
So anyways, he was at the restaurant.
He was there the whole time?
Yes.
Just eating.
He beat the shit out of that guy.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
that is inappropriate. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm picturing her on the phone and like a mask guy behind him, like with like a fucking piano wire, like get the food.
He definitely showed up in a ski mask because he's famous.
Shut the fuck up. So he's
not about to be out here going like, I fucking hate milk. He knows.
He knows.
Get a ski mask for all your crimes.
So
he was at the restaurant the whole time. He knew about the.
He's been following her. Yeah.
He cares.
Yeah. He loves her.
Yeah. He's obsessed.
Oh.
Obsessed.
But also, like, side note, I only ever want this from my husband, not from anybody else.
I don't even want it from my husband.
Just, you know.
Let me live. No, but really, to reiterate, we've all seen those TikToks where it's like when men in real life try to act like your book.
No.
Men, ugh, get me out of. No.
We'll call the police.
Fiction?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Does he beat him up at the restaurant, on the walk
or in the hallway? Or
like in the alleyway behind the restaurant.
So he's like, he's not following you. It was me.
Yeah. Well, nobody was following her.
She just was like, I just got a weird vibe.
She was just skeeved out, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jeez. I love this book. This is going to be a 3-hour episode because I want you to go page by page and tell me everything that happens.
Oh, we're going.
Okay.
Okay. So he has a photo shoot right after this or with like the next knuckles. Day or something. Ooh. And it's for briefs. So he's literally wearing briefs. Oh, what is that guy from the 49ers? The guy that was in the Skims ad.
Travis Kelce.
No.
No, I have no idea.
He's super hot.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think I was posting him when we did the Not So Lucky book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah. He's hot.
He is hot.
He could be the hockey guy. Anyways. So he's doing the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's some assistant there that's like oiling him up for the shoot.
Yeah.
And he's like, if I don't get a boner, I'm gonna be so proud of myself because like I only have eyes for Monroe. And
he's a good boy.
Yeah, he literally says that.
He's like, I'm a good boy.
Yes.
How's that for you, Barbara?
The girl,
I still don't love it.
Yeah.
I still don't love it.
I don't mind.
Oh,
it just depends on what we're talking about though.
It does.
Like, is he being cheeky or is she saying it to him? You know, like him being cheeky about himself.
Definitely by himself.
Yeah. I'm okay. I changed my mind.
Well, he's definitely talking to himself like a dog, too.
Oh.
Like
how dogs talk
like
to themselves.
Down boy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But also, so he ends up grabbing the girl and like pushing her away.
I was like, that's the opposite of what I thought was happening. Okay.
She tries to like feel him up.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he like tells the photographer she needs to hire some more professional people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then he starts thinking about Monroe during the photo shoot and he gets a big old boner.
He starts jerking off and that's the billboard.
Oh my God.
And they're like, this is like an underwear shoot. And he's like, oh, sorry. He's like, I have a new girl and thinking about her causes a lot of problems.
Oh,
she's currently locked up in my house. So
yeah,
not yet.
Ah, for real? What?
But maybe.
We'll get there.
Remember before we recorded, Vanessa was like, I never lie.
For entertainment purposes, I lie.
Okay.
So it sounds like you do.
Yeah.
On this podcast, for Emily's ridiculous questions.
Yeah. You're the only one she lies to. One of us can only tell the truth, and one of us can only tell lies.
Okay, it's always changing who's who.
So he jerks off when he gets home, and he says it's the hardest he's ever come.
So far.
So far.
So far.
After the underwear shoot? Because
mm-hmm. he's just thinking about her. Mm-hmm. His dream girl. Mm-hmm. All right.
So he sends her the boner picture.
Oh.
The
oh.
photographer gave him a copy of it.
Hey, check out my dick. Again, I don't want that from anyone. I don't want anyone sending me any. That's not for me.
No. Yeah.
Don't do that. I just want to see it on a billboard and go like, I recognize that.
Yeah. I know those abs.
So he keeps calling her dream girl, and I think it kind of freaks her out because she's worried that when he really meets her in real life, because of her past, like, he won't be interested. Mm-hmm. But obviously we know Lincoln already knows
right
everything.
Of course.
So Monroe gets called into a catering job last minute for, like, a big event.
Okay.
And a guy recognizes her at the party.
What do you mean?
It's one of Lincoln's teammates.
Because he's showing photos.
Yes.
What? When he's like, hey, check out this girl I'm stalking.
He doesn't tell him that he's stalking. He just tells him that he texted the wrong number and then he's smitten on this new girl. But he doesn't tell anybody anything because he's obviously like super ashamed that
creepy
he's
man. Like, who are you texting all the time? And he's probably kicking his little feet.
Yeah.
Because he is texting her. It's not completely one-sided.
True.
And he's probably not going out and fucking around like he used to. No. Pucking around.
He doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the guy recognizes her.
Ari.
And what happens?
He's just like, oh, I know who you are. And he says her name. And she's like, that's so weird. How do you know my name? And he's uh-huh. like, have a good time at the party. And then one of her coworkers comes up and is like, holy shit, that's Ari from, I think it's the hockey. Dallas Knights. He's like superstar hockey player. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is like a big like charity event that he puts on. So you know Lincoln's on his way.
And of course, Lincoln knows that she's there.
He doesn't.
What?
He's in the car
because he's busy working. He can't follow her.
Yes, he's getting ready for the event. And this is where we find out that Lincoln has a tracker on her phone. And it's not working. Why? He's like on the phone with the company to figure out like what's going on.
He's worried because he's lost sight of his
She hasn't texted. He doesn't know where she is, but it's because she's working.
I fucking love this trope. Real life, no. They end up together. I know this already. So I love it.
So he shows up and immediately she's like, holy shit, who is that?
If he wanted to, he would.
Her DNA has changed.
Yes. Literally, it's so chaotic. Everybody's like taking pictures of him. Everybody's flocking over there.
She's like, Kim Kardashian.
Forehead. Kim Kardashian.
No, she does not recognize him at all.
Forehead.
Somebody
not distinct.
Smacks her on the ass.
Ari.
Always. I don't know who. They never say who it is, and I thought that was kind of weird, but she drops her tray of hors d'oeuvres.
And it's attention grabbing. And
immediately he locks eyes with her. He runs over there because, of course, he knows it's her. He runs over there and he helps her with the tray.
Bridal style, carries her out.
Well, he says something and she immediately recognizes his voice.
Oh my God.
And her boss comes over and she's like, I'm so sorry. Don't help her.
Yeah. But she clearly sucks.
She turns over and she's like, let go of him. And she looks down and Moreau's like holding onto his arm. Oh. And she's like, I'm so sorry about her. And he's like, I need to talk to her. And she's like, she's working, and he literally just throws cash at her boss.
Oh my God, I'm so in love.
And just runs her out of the room in front of everybody, and everybody's watching.
Oh my God, I love it.
CR Jane, I was not familiar. This is a series? We gotta end. Oh, the video died. We gotta go.
I gotta read.
Okay.
So they're literally like a banquet hall. So they literally just go like find somewhere to like be alone. And it is literally so intense. They're making out. They're literally just like
Do they address that they know that you're the person and
they know
the
immediately.
Person and it's on.
Yeah.
Again, the pheromones.
Yeah. This is where we ride the thigh for first coming.
Mm-hmm. Like, gives the knee. That's the kind
hockey,
of a knee.
Hockey thighs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a pommel horse.
Just grind on me. She's definitely upset that they're meeting this way because she's, like, in her ill-fitting, like, cater waiter outfit.
Yeah, she's
in,
like, a shitty, like, he does not care.
He really does not care. They get busted by the paparazzi, like, right after she comes. And she goes running off, and she thinks he's going to follow, but he doesn't. And so she's like, okay, he's not into me. This shouldn't be happening anyways. This is crazy, but I'm going to think about this for the rest of my life, basically.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, my God, like, I totally this kind of... And he was a friend. Like, they were friendly. Like, yeah. They chatted a lot.
Yeah. So
he's clearly not into me because when I ran away, he let me go.
Yes.
They are so made for each other.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So he knows that if he doesn't do something drastic, he's probably not going to hear from her.
Again, in this world, a text, a call, an explanation of that was chaotic and I didn't want you to have more paparazzi attention on you, so yeah. I'd let you go so that we could talk later. None of that will work. If you do something drastic.
So he shows up at her house.
Yep.
He shows up at her house.
Yeah. What are you doing with your phone?
Fixing my camera. I slid down a little bit.
Is it recording?
Me.
Yeah, that's recording. I just
took a picture.
Mics are on. Yours on. Yeah. Lights on. Okay. We're good.
I bet you that my thing had just slowly gone down.
It's all so greasy. I was like,
back up. All right. We snail trailed out of here.
Oh, my God.
He shows up at her house.
Yeah, which is...
Because he's there all the time.
Yeah. I actually bought the building.
Yeah.
So this is like a dead giveaway that he knows where she lives.
Clearly.
Yeah. Right? So she's like, how do you know where I live?
Don't worry. He's like, I know a lot about you.
Yeah.
I know your blood type.
Yeah. He plays it off like, I'm famous. I have to like suss people out before I let them into my lives because I'm in the public eye.
Okay.
And so immediately she's like, great. Then you probably don't want to be with me because my mom was a sex worker and I was...
Right, I've got my own history.
And he's like, girl, don't worry, I've murdered at least one family member so far. So,
yeah. Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I think he says he already knows all of this. Mm-hmm. And he's like...
He's like, I still love you.
Basically, he's like, it only made me fall for you harder.
Oh,
and of course,
get harder.
Yeah.
That brought me back in.
That way he
can... Because sometimes when it's sad, I'm like...
come harder, you know?
Thank you, Emily. Thank you. I'm still here.
I'm here.
So apparently he stayed behind because he was paying off the paparazzi. That's why he didn't chase after her.
He's like, get your photos, get out of here.
Yeah. So then that also makes her think like he's worried about it coming out in the press that they're together.
No,
but
he's helping.
He doesn't care. Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. He loves her.
He changed his DNA.
Uh-huh. So yeah, basically he's obsessed and pretty much in love at this point.
Yeah.
And just doesn't want to like tell her too much, but she's definitely like, we can't be together, we're too different, we should just end this now. And he's like, I'm gonna give you some time, but you're gonna see that we're real.
Take a nap, have a snack.
Yeah,
let me know how you feel in a week.
Yeah,
I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the next day, she's already missing his text messages because literally, like, good morning.
I love that.
All that. So she's already, like, kind of missing it.
Yeah.
And she gets into class and he shows up as a special guest.
Oh, my God.
He's going to do a guest lecture.
I love it.
Up.
And she's
oh my God,
that's my boyfriend. And everyone's like, you get away from me? Excited about him. They're
oh my God.
Obsessed with him.
The girls are snail trailing right out of their seat. All the boys are just obsessed. And she's just like, what the fuck?
And he's like looking at her. And,
so he tells everybody he needs a favor, that he's crazy about a girl in the class. And she won't give...
But he says it?
Uh-huh.
I'm out.
She won't give him the time of day.
I'm out.
And if she'd be willing to come to his game and go to dinner with him, he would pay the tuition of everybody in the classroom.
I'm still out,
but I do like how much money you can throw around.
Yeah.
I appreciate the monetary gifts, but the like...
There's a different way to go about that.
Guys, there's someone here I like.
Can we get a round of applause if we're feeling like she should date me?
Yeah, like you go from in this like sort of like, I will... Hey, kid over there, I'm the one that beat the shit out of you the other day.
Mike, sorry about your draw.
Looks like you're healing up all right. Okay?
You didn't really enjoy that steak, did you?
But like he...
But the peer pressure of they all now are like, my tuition, you have to date him.
Well, like a single mom is like crying in the back. So she like has to say yes.
Like if he just did that of like, I'm going to do this, then she should then... Like,
I'm wrong about this, but I will say if I were in that class, I would be like, girl, don't do it. Fuck that guy. No, I can be bought. But I would love to think that I would say, don't do this.
He should just do that without the like, just hey invite guys, her to a game. There's someone here I like, you know, or just say, everyone's invited to the game tonight and I'm going to pay for your tuitions. She's going to go. She's obsessed with him. She misses his text messages.
Just pay for her tuition. I don't know. There's a, okay. All right.
She doesn't need school anymore. She's with him now.
Yeah. She's back.
I'm back.
Kind of back. Okay, so
I never left.
I rewrote it. I'm back.
So she obviously goes.
Yeah. For the single mom.
Yeah. But nothing really happens.
She doesn't throw an octopus anywhere?
No.
She didn't ink.
No, she just go they just she just goes
she didn't
to
ink. I'm sorry. Okay.
They go, she goes to the game and then they go to like a party afterwards that's like thrown by one of the teammates. She definitely has some like moments.
Where she's like, oh, he's really hot playing out there.
Well, also like, but there's like all these girls like throwing themselves and like she's
throwing
wearing
their
like,
pusses on the ice.
Yeah. Well, and she's everywhere. Wearing his jersey and they're all like dressed up and girls are like talking about him in the bathroom line when she's like over there and she's I don't like, know.
You should feel his thighs.
Yeah.
I think she's just kind of like skeeved out. And so
she didn't like that?
No, because I think she's like
it's a lot.
Yeah. And she has like this weird thing. Obviously, her mom like put a lot of trust in guys and was always thinking that like a John was going to change their lives.
True. Trauma.
And
she doesn't want to. Yeah.
She's going to be dependent.
Yeah. And she's a virgin.
Oh.
Not for long.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Every time she's had any sort of advances, it's been from creepy men.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I just, yeah, that thigh got pretty far with her.
Mm-hmm.
So. We also find out that Lincoln has made a copy of her key.
Oh, my
okay.
God. And has been spending the night in her apartment every night.
What in the twilight fuck?
I'm out.
I'm very out. When she's there?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Wait, she, like in the living room?
They know,
I don't like
they,
it.
In the bathroom.
They told
he's in the tub.
Just jerking off.
It was an emergency.
During the
infestation.
During their text messages, she says like she could sleep through anything. So he starts breaking in at night and sleeping in her bed until she wakes up in the morning at 6.
Hey, word to everybody out there. I don't sleep well. I'm awake all the time.
I have a lot of trouble sleeping. Yeah, like, for the record.
I also use up my husband in my bed with
I'll
me.
I'll skip the next part fucking... since we're obviously not into it.
Wait, what else?
Wait, no. Hang on now. See, she likes
we're
us.
Just saying that we like certain parts. And again, we like book boys, not IRL.
But this is
people.
Literally Twilight. He comes and just like creepily stares at her all night. And that's weird.
He also jerks off and rubs cum on her lips.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? Well, she's asleep?
Okay, the illegalness and morality of that aside, that's just gross. That's nasty.
What?
That's so nasty.
Is it that her lips are too dry that he's like, I gotta help you out?
What? I'm out.
Fuck?
Even Colin Farrell.
Also,
fuck.
Also,
Zendaya, I'll treat you better.
I'm picturing her. I'm sure she sleeps like an angel and she's beautiful.
Drooling.
But I would be like...
waking like, up.
Ugh. Yeah, and he's like, she's beautiful. And I'm like, what's in my mouth?
Sleep apnea.
Yeah, like,
drooling.
What?
I hate that.
Oh.
Did you like it? Tell the truth.
Yeah, you liked it.
Loved it.
That's where she was kicking her little feet.
Bernie, don't sleep with her anymore.
Bernie's like, we
keep
do that.
One eye open, man.
It's Tuesday night.
Heading to True Foods. You know what that means?
He's like, I get all riled up playing trucks with Jeff, and then I go in and...
I wake up with the weirdest taste in my mouth.
And give Vanessa lip gloss. Ugh.
All right.
What? So, okay, wait.
I'm out.
That's really all it.
Does she ever find out about this?
No.
So it's just for the reader? C.R. Jane, my God.
That's just for you.
So, Cody Ramone.
When you're reading it, are you... It's from his POV.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ah, he loves
her. Were you still in? Were you out? Were you at that point? You're like, fucking, I'm in.
She's been in this whole time.
I know it's different when you read. Like, I'm with you.
It's such like a, they just gloss over it.
You can't gloss over that. That's cum. You can't gloss. It's not gloss.
That's cum. You can't gloss.
That's not lip gloss. That's cum.
I don't know. I just didn't really like put too much on it.
You didn't think too much about it. Yeah. Because you were also like so... When you're in it, you know, it's just like everything is wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he always ends up showing up at just the right time, obviously, because
and the wrong time
stalking her.
Okay.
And the creepy guy from school makes a move on her again after class and
after
like
his jaw is unwired.
Drinking a smoothie.
Yeah. He's like, hey.
Text.
Lincoln shows up just in time to like be like,
Did he pay for his tuition?
No.
He paid for his job.
He's like, I can't pay your hospital bills.
He shows up right when Mike is
making advances on her again. Okay. And he's like, yeah, we're going to dinner, like trying to play it off, and she's like, yeah, let's go. And so he's like, I really do want to take you to dinner. So he takes her back to his apartment and
serves her up a nice glass of
he's like, taste familiar.
So they take her, he takes her back to his apartment to make her food while she like studies or whatever. You think there's cum in the food?
No, probably. But I did just remember in Jackass when they put cum in Johnny Knoxville's sunscreen.
Gross.
That's where he's like, here.
He kept rubbing it on. Maybe Johnny Knoxville is this guy because he's out of his mind.
Maybe. That's who you can picture now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So she gets to, it's the first time she's seen his apartment.
Yes.
And it's nice.
It's gorgeous. It's a penthouse. Apparently, he owns the whole building.
Of course.
I'm back in.
It's completely.
Do hockey players make that much money?
I guess the way this guy does it.
Of course, he's wearing sweatpants.
My gray sweatpants that just show the tip, all of it.
I just shivered for a completely unrelated reason. I want the viewers to know. I don't know. I just had the weird chills.
Someone walking on your
sweatpants.
Gray.
I inked.
Oh, my God. Okay, so when they're sitting there, he gets a phone call from somebody, and there's, like, big boobs on the screen. And he's like, oh, I have to change my phone number all the time. People are just randomly, like, texting me pictures.
People are randomly putting their photos in my...
That's kind of what I thought, too. Yeah, like,
boobs as his screensaver?
Well, I guess you can change your...
That is true.
Yeah.
Because I only allow Eric to have a photo of my phone, so I'm always like, that's who I'm texting. So anytime someone updates and they have a photo, I'm like, I gotta take this out again.
Yeah, anytime somebody... Emily tried to update hers, I was like, absolutely not. Yeah. You taking a nap at your bachelorette party is the only thing I will accept.
No. Eric and Clutch My Pearls chat is the only one that have
only icons.
Yeah.
So, of course, she gets jealous and she's like, you're fucking everybody. I'm out of here. And of course, he loves that she gets jealous because that just means that
he likes the fieriness of her.
So he's like, this ends now. He picks her up and takes her to the bedroom.
Oh my God.
Takes off his clothes and he's like, look at it.
I inked.
I'm so out.
What?
He tattooed her name.
Oh.
On his dick.
I'm out.
What the fuck? Colin Farrell himself.
Okay,
not...
I fell out so much that I had to jump back in.
You came full circle.
I was into the like, we're going to go fuck right now.
That I could see if everybody's like on board, whatever. But him being like, look at it. Like, just look at my junk. When you were in, I was like.
I thought it was more of like, look at it and take it. And she's like.
Well, he is saying that.
But the tattooed name on the dick.
Monroe.
Why?
Monroe.
On the dick or at the top?
On the dick.
Does he? Oh, he has other tattoos. Can you imagine if that was his
your only
tattoo?
One?
So it's like, so when it's
did
flaccid,
he do it himself?
It's like this, and then it spreads out when it's
they
it's
don't really me. Go into specifics.
Me, Mon.
More.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
I
do
like
still
want
to read the rest of the series because what the fuck is going on?
That's just a lot for like.
This
she hasn't
is what
even,
I
like,
highlighted us to read.
This is this is the highlight. This is Amazon top 10 seller. Oh my God.
Dang.
Oh my God.
The wrong fucking number.
She's into it? That works?
We'll
She's
find
like,
out.
Wow, that is my name. You spelled it right.
I also only have 20% on battery on my phone, so I'm going to get my charger.
I just inked. I spilled water all over myself. We're back and Barbara's all wet.
So yeah, so literally he just pulled down his pants and showed her the tattoo.
Was the fat...
It was red. It's like brand new. He
it's
got
still
it.
Like Can you get the Aquaphor
brand wrap? It has one of those little like we absorber, don't need a like meat absorber pads on it.
He got it the day she sent the picture.
And it's still red. Mm-hmm.
So he's had it for a while.
Yeah, like about a week.
That's how long this has been going on? Just a week?
Something like that.
When you know, you know.
Wow.
And I don't know about this.
I thought this had like been going on for like a couple weeks because they had been texting a bunch or like
yeah, a little
he
longer.
Beat up that guy.
His jaw healed.
Literally every POV is like a day. So I don't think it's been very long.
So within a week, he's rubbing cum on her lips in her sleep.
Okay, maybe it's like a week and a half.
Okay, oh, then you know what? I'm good with it.
Oh, it's been a fortnight. Okay.
God. Okay, so we're in the apartment, his tattooed dick, which may or may not be infected and or healing.
Yeah, like, well, that's also something, too. It's like a fresh tattoo, like, you can't even go into, like, the ocean. You can't go, you can't take a bath. You can't be sticking that in
he
her puss.
He did this because it's the only way he'll last, because it's his dream girl.
But, like,
he
her
says
puss could infect it.
They're not going to have sex
because
in this.
Of it?
They're not gonna have P and V.
Okay, let's read. His,
it's just for her. I mean, we can read. Is his penis fully erect so that the full name is there?
Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, this thing. I got to go back because I realized that there was something about lapping up cum. That now we're on the right page.
It says Lincoln is different.
Yeah, he is.
She's talking about how she's obviously never done this before. Mm. And she's also like seen her mom in some pretty fucked up positions with John.
She has a bad relationship. She has a lot of sexual
trauma.
She's
about to put her mouth on it.
So this is the perfect guy to work her through that sexual
this
trauma.
This is the first.
It's true.
God.
She
okay.
rode the thigh. That was her first sexual encounter.
This is
with
her
him.
First like interaction with a dick.
Yes.
That wasn't traumatic.
He went down on her in the locker room after the game.
Okay.
He ripped her leggings.
Oh.
And he made her wear the...
Did he buy her new ones?
Comfy pants.
No, he made her
the
wear...
The goalie pads.
He left her the crotch ripped open and he gave her the jersey and it went down to her knees, so...
Just air it out.
God. See, that's a way to do leggings in a book that I am all for.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Those leggings, all right.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I saying, though?
It's her first interaction with a dick.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So she's like, I've seen my mom in this position before, and I always thought it was so demoralizing, but she's like, being with him like this, she's
she
like,
feels safe.
It makes me feel powerful.
Oh, yeah. She does have control over him.
Yes, because
the guy who secretly... rubs cum on her lips in her sleep.
She
I don't feel
know.
Demoralized. Yeah, she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
You know what? As a Libra, that is my philosophy. If I don't know, it can't hurt me.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, so she's like, this is different. Lincoln is different.
Right. Lincoln was different. I wanted to make him lose control to take what he wanted from me.
He's there.
The okay, power I felt from making him a panting mess was heady. Addictive, even. I wanted to reward him for his gift to me, because that's what his tattoo was, the best gift I'd ever been given.
She's 19.
She's never gotten anything.
Okay, Jeffy, boy, angel, this is for you, because you do listen, because you're a good boy.
Eric.
Good boy.
Eric, you can do whatever you want, because you don't listen. But Jeffrey, I love you. I love all your tattoos. Maybe one or two I don't like. You know which ones.
She knows. We try to cover one up on my birthday.
Okay, we're good. This is a new thing. Okay, fine.
But I don't want you to tattoo my name on your dick. So
she's lying.
That's just to you. I don't want you to do that. I know you don't want that. And
all right, read the
all
scene.
Right, I'll see you later. Anyways,
I just want to say, Jeff. Obviously, you are a lot closer to Emily than to me. Uh-huh. I've really enjoyed getting to know you. You seem like a good dude.
You want the tattoo?
I also do not want you to do that. If that affects anything, if that helps you in your comfort level of not doing that, I approve. Vanessa, any thoughts on Jeff's
Bernie, who is
tattoos?
Number one fan, first one to comment, first one to like,
Bernie
and subscribe,
literally
everything.
Is
Bernie, number one. Bernie, get that V. on your pee.
Yeah.
My name is truly too long.
This is like when we played.
It's not too long for Bernie.
Bernie, I'm so sorry she
Bernie,
said that.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't,
now you do I it to prove.
No, I know, just meant but like, I am sure that you could handle her full no, Vanessa I believe Villegas in you. And still have room to do a portrait on her.
Big font. Wide.
I meant for pain, not for the length.
That's
Jesus
very
Christ.
Considerate, but maybe, uh-huh. I don't know. There's no way to know unless you get it done.
I don't
so
know. Monroe's a pretty long name, too.
Okay.
Anyways, that was the best gift. So, okay. Back to the story.
Edit all of that fucking out.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Again, I'll check in.
We'll circle back. He groaned, his head falling back as I explored him with my mouth. I took him deeper, my lips forming a tight seal around him as I sucked him carefully. Baby, just like that, he moaned. His words gave me confidence to experiment, and I teased him with my tongue, causing him to moan and pant, begging for more. I found an angle that I could handle and took him as deep as I could. Stopping myself from doing it.
She's liking it.
I'm stopping myself from making stones.
You like lip gloss.
And demonstrating.
What?
Okay. I have to stop. I'm stopping myself.
Put your shield up, Barbara.
Fuck yes, sweetheart. He praised as I sucked and pulled on him. That's so good, baby. So good. Please don't stop. His hands gripped the back of my head, not forcing, but not gentle either. That's Barbara. She likes that. Urging me to take all of him.
I tried
opening my throat to accommodate his thrust, but I gagged around his length. Take it all, Monroe. Just a little more. Oh my God. Choke on my cock.
Sir.
His voice turned hard and demanding. I whimpered around his length, literally dripping wet between. Oh, my God.
I can tell this one's really getting you because you're not acting things out. Everything is your shoulders up your neck and your. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm clutching my pearls.
She is. She and Emily's quiet time. This is the first on the episode.
She's reading the book.
Did it.
That's cute. I want to fuck that perfect mouth. Will you let me, baby? Will you make me come? Okay. I almost looked at the screen for it, but I decided not to.
You got scared, and this is meant in the most supportive way. That's what got her?
It was just like a lot.
It's just a lot really,
leading up to it.
Okay. I mean, I support it. It's a lot, but I feel like we've read other lines that you delivered with full eye contact at Vanessa, I think are like,
she
whoa.
Likes it. That's the problem.
I think what it is I could read it. You know how we can't say the really nasty stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like I could read that out loud and I'd be okay. But I haven't tried it and I don't want to.
I think it's that, like, usually when they do it, I'm making fun of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hot.
But you've done your dumb like, guy voice, oh God, but then you
this
didn't.
Guy.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
I moaned a response around his dick and he smoothed the hair back from my face. That's caring. That's love. That is a worries I go.
I'm not disagreeing.
Take it more. With his guidance, I found a rhythm that had him on edge and my pussy flooding. Her basement is flooded. He groaned and thrust in deeper. She's like a sup pump or something. Ladies with my basements now.
Stop.
He groaned and thrust in deeper.
Giant fans.
Industrial fans.
Yeah.
Pushing at the back of my throat. And with every stroke, I wanted him more. His hand cupped my jaw, his thumb tracing the curve of my lower lip. My lips parted and I tasted him, savoring the saltiness of his skin.
He has Pavlov's dog gotten her to associate that lip gloss.
She loves
the taste already.
She wants to
and
take a nap.
And it tastes like an infected sleeping. Tattoo. So
that's right. It is still a fresh tattoo.
It's red.
It's got to be metallic.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's not
Vanessa
healed.
Vanessa loves this book.
Tattoos also get all crusty, like when they're all healed up.
It's not
like,
crusty.
But it's so new that it's an open wound. Or is it fully healed? So it's been 3 weeks.
It's fully healed, but it's red, so it was infected.
Or is it red font? Red ink.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know.
Bodies can reject that.
Oh my gosh.
We're learning a lot.
Stop.
Rejected.
No, thank you. A low groan rattled from him. Then his hand slid to the back of my head, holding me in place as he fed me even more of his cock. He continued sliding in steady and deep until he hit the back of my throat. Relax your throat, baby. Relax your throat, baby. He rasped softly.
You sound like Froggy from Little Rascals.
Yeah, that's him. He grew up. He plays hockey.
He also wears overalls.
He does wear overalls. Like, he's got a bib.
You two match.
I took a deep breath and tried to relax as he pushed deeper, his cock sliding smoothly down. He groaned in pleasure, his head thrown back, his hands gripping my hair tightly as he held himself there. Fuck, I moaned. Oh, wait, no. Fuck. Wait, no. She's got a mouthful of cock. So she's like, fuck, fuck, I moaned, my eyes rolling back. Book, I groaned as
my this is eyes why we don't read them. This is why we don't read them. I could never.
My eyes rolling back as he moved in and out of my mouth, each thrust growing more urgent. Yes, I gasped, my tongue swirling around him. More, please.
This is worse than an accent. Houston, so Texan? I don't know.
You like that, don't you? Wait. You like that, don't you? He growled, his fingers tightening in my hair. I whimpered in response, the intensity of the pleasure sending me spiraling towards the edge. My hand moved to touch myself, needing to come. He pulled back, his hand stopping me. Not yet, baby, he said, a devilish gleam in his gaze. He withdrew leisurely, then slid back in, his hand still gripping my hair. The motion of his thrust turned into a smooth and steady rhythm, a gentle pumping that had me wanting more. I could sense his gaze locked on me as he pushed deeper, his hard length disappearing down my throat. That's just perfect. You're so damn good at this, he gasped. I'm inking over here. I don't know.
Oh, God.
The sight of him lost in ecstasy only fueled my desire. Fuck, you look so hot with my cock down your throat, dream girl. Don't like it. Good girl's fine. Dream girl, yeah.
Dream girl, I don't know. Something about it. It sounds like a song, but not in a way that I like. Anyway.
You think of like Dream Girls, the Beyonce?
No, but I see where your head's at.
He said, his voice rough with pleasure. My hands grasped his firm ass. Oh, I'm out. Feeling the muscles flexing under my fingers. I'm out. I urged him to quicken his pace, moaning hungrily as I sucked on his cock. My breaths coming out in desperate gasps. This is how we're different. I would not be grasping. I'd be going like, oh! Put my finger in your butt.
Oh my God.
I got you. And then he'd hate it. And then I go, oh, it's fine. Shut up. I'm not going to do it again. I can't be serious. I whimpered as he touched it. Fact that she's like grabbing his butt cheeks and not trying to be annoying at the same time. How do you do it?
This is why she chose Lord.
For our listeners, you will want to go watch the video this week. Let's all believe in Adobe Premiere to not fuck me over this week.
Like and subscribe.
Thank you.
I whimpered as he tugged at my hair, his hand tightening almost painfully. I loved the way he dominated me. Took over so I didn't have to think. I could lose myself in the feeling of him. Oh, fuck. Suck it. Suck my cock, he urged, his voice low and rough with pleasure. My cries grew louder as he pulled harder at my hair, his grunts and moans filling the room as his thrust, there's too many grunting, as his thrusts become more forceful. Fuck, you are so perfect, aren't you? You really love this. You love me fucking your mouth. You're such a good fucking girl. That's the line I read. I think that's the line I read. Or maybe I read it later. I don't know.
Something inked. Something happened.
It was something that I would. Oh, I inked.
And your DNA was changed.
Yep. Yep. His movements faltered for a moment, his grip on my hair tightening as he lost himself in the pleasure. I didn't get a warning before his hot seed burst in my mouth. No. And I swallowed as much as I could. Hot seed. I don't like that.
Seed always makes me think of breeding.
Of what?
Bird feeding. Like literally, yes. I was like,
yeah.
Like, just, no. Yeah.
No, I don't want to plant a seed.
And it's hot. It's like roasted.
Oh, chestnuts. I swallowed as much as I could, savoring the taste of him. It spilled past my lips and onto my chin and chest. He leaned down, kissing me deeply, his tongue exploring my mouth. Is there still coming it? Not giving a fuck that he was tasting himself. His thumb smeared his cum all over my skin.
Simba.
Like fucking Simba. Woo. Hottest fucking thing ever. Oh, wait, no. Hottest fucking thing ever. He whispered, his breath hot against my lips. Now this is all hot.
I got you clutching, girl.
Like your thing's gonna be like, oh, we gotta cool down before it's, my hands are all hot.
How you feeling? How you doing?
That's good. It's good. There were definitely, it was enough that I was able to be like, I'm out, I'm back, I'm out, I'm back. I still don't like the tattoo.
Don't like the tattoo. Don't like the, what
I
was
like
the other
the
thing?
Dominance of
oh,
it.
Oh, the rubbing it on her lips in her sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's so, yeah, that was not
God.
Good. The sleeping in there until she wakes up. Don't like that. Yeah. You know that if she were to die, he would keep her body like they didn't. Ooh, like that ghost story that we heard in
the
Key West.
The ghost story in Key West, yeah. Yeah,
that is how it started.
God.
That's their future. First of all, can we take notice of Vanessa's little note cards?
Yes.
Because she was zirked so hard on those.
It's got our logo on it.
Yes, yeah, so her little note cards to help keep her with things. She worked very hard on that. Yeah.
I really didn't. It was so easy to print
it
out.
Yeah, but you did it, and that's amazing.
Yeah, but how many times did we have to send the image back and forth and be
like,
did it work?
A couple of times.
And then have to resize it down.
Because we care.
Yeah.
You know who wouldn't?
Details.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Literally was the dopamine hit that I'd been needing, but it only lasted like 10 minutes.
That's why you
get
more
note
cards.
But now we get to look at them. They're so cute. Yeah. They're definitely like your little Maury Povich cards. Yes. I love it. Mm-hmm. So, when do they fuck? Like, when is their penetration?
So, Lincoln's dad finds out about Monroe, and he's obviously upset because he likes to control Lincoln.
Does
obviously,
he hit on her like every man?
He actually does.
God!
At the hockey game that she goes to after he showed up at class, he doesn't say that he's Lincoln's dad.
But he still...
But he was like trying to hit on her, and she was like, that was really weird.
It's every guy.
She's like, don't you know that I have a soulmate?
I think he knew who she was because they'd been photographed together.
He was doing it intentionally to kind of needle her.
So he ends up threatening Monroe to Lincoln. Like, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to, I don't know what.
They're still going. Oh, thank God we're still going. I'm so sorry. It said low battery, so.
Oh.
Okay.
Move up.
But we're all still going. That's on. This is on. Okay, it's fine.
Okay, so he's like, I need to do something and I need to protect her. I need her with me. So he goes to her landlord and threatens that he needs to evict her.
Remember earlier when she was like, no, Lincoln does.
Lincoln does.
Lincoln, in order to protect her, it says she has to be evicted because I don't want to just explain my dad is insane. So you need to come stay with me for a bit for protection.
Yeah. And he just wants her. He just wants her to move in, too. He's literally been talking about it since the day he showed up on her street.
Remember earlier when she said that he doesn't kidnap her?
Yeah. Kind of. Okay. Well, okay. So he pays off the landlord.
Kidnapping.
He pays off the landlord. So he evicts her that night. And so, of course, she calls Lincoln.
Damsel in distress.
He comes and helps her pack up her shit.
Oh,
and she
so
moves
nice.
Into the penthouse.
Oh.
Yeah. And, but then it's like she can't go to his game because she has to work.
At the catering job?
So no, the doctor's office. So he gets her fired.
He gets her fired from the doctor's office because she needs to be at home. Again, they're happy. I'm happy, but it's not very happy.
He has some naughty videos of the doctor that he threatens him with.
I'm back in. Ooh. That's unhinged in a way that, like, this feels like a mafia book. Again.
He's like, you're gross. You need to let her go. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. If you don't, I'm going to send these videos to some people.
Again, he can't just talk to her. But fiction.
How old is he again? Like 22?
24.
24. See, I think my problem is this is the behavior of an older man. He needs to be like 34 or something.
He's learned
this
some
is
things.
Not a 24-year-old's behavior. Like, to where, like, what I'm picturing, like, I think in the mafia books, too.
Well, he's the son of a billionaire, and he's a
gossip girl. That is such important information that I feel like we did not have, that his parents not talk about are the billionaires. She's psychotic.
He's Chuck Bass. Okay.
He had
Got
to
it.
Be.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Gossip
I left
girl.
That
I'm
out.
Back in.
I thought
I'm
you
back.
Knew.
No. I knew they were rich because you can just tell because he's crazy.
Schmoozing the daughter of the...
You can smell it. Like, you know.
Okay.
But them being billionaires?
Something like that.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Evil genius.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I thought that maybe you just made a lot of money with hockey.
No.
Sorry.
I'm in.
I'm back.
I'm in.
I'm sorry. I should have...
Lip gloss on the...
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Colin Farrell.
So you love the night come.
Well, I don't know about it, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Wow. We should put this part in the front of... Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Like, hey, it's us from the future.
What?
So...
Not the part where we... Okay.
We got shushed.
No, I wasn't shushing. I was doing the time traveling thing.
The time travel noise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like shush though, because I'm like, episode 27, you couldn't say the words. You were shushing us. Okay.
I inked.
Okay, so she doesn't have a job.
She's fully dependent on him.
Yeah, she's trying to apply for jobs, but he's like finding ways to get them so that she won't work anymore, which is like, fine, whatever.
It's
right?
fine, whatever.
Again, if we just don't think about it too much and the realities of it, but the like, again,
this
things
is,
are in books. This is books.
Yes, but also this has happened to like close friends of mine. Like that's what they do.
Yeah.
The ones who like suddenly you're trapped. So like, it's just very hard, but I have to remember he's a billionaire and it's Colin Farrell and it's fiction and he's unhinged and I love when it's unhinged. So I'm back in.
So she gets another text message from an unknown number and it's videos of Lincoln beating up her landlord and her ex-boss. And
why did he beat up the landlord? He could just give him money.
Because he was a creep. He punched him. But he gave him a bunch of money to evict Monroe. So now
she... Because he probably was like, why would I let her go? I love looking at her.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Okay. And then he's like, fuck you. Which I'm like,
I
love it.
You know. You get it.
So
that's what I would want.
It's from Lincoln's dad.
Of course.
Yeah. So she's immediately like...
I'm picturing the guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but he's got to be... Yes. No, because he's too effective. You got to have someone who's a little bit of a, like, you don't want to root for him.
I don't want to root for that.
Yeah, the...
Dad. Oh, yeah.
Guy.
Cersei's dad.
You respect it, though.
Yeah.
He's effective.
He's scary.
Yeah.
He's effective.
The guy that dies on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why that's
killed by a son.
Yeah. Ooh.
Is the dad's Lincoln. Name Cyrus?
No. It's something weird, though. I can't remember what it was.
Go with Cyrus. Egon?
Yeah. Oh, your favorite.
Okay, so...
What the fuck just happened?
Okay.
The only clips from this week are just going to be an assortment of, like, all the times that you have been like, I love Elon Musk.
I'm going to clip that.
Emily.
Save that.
Vanessa's speaking.
Shh. Vanessa's trying to talk.
Oh, yeah. I'm shushing you.
So Lincoln has her phone cloned, so he already knows that she got these. So he...
Billionaire stuff. Again, it's okay.
Really making me work for that. All right.
So he already knows about that she has the videos. So he rushes back to the house and intercepts her before she leaves, right? And he's like, she could have ran away anyways. It really doesn't matter because I have a tracker in her IUD.
Oh,
how did you even do that?
I have no idea.
You had to go to the doctor and go, hey, when you do this.
They don't talk. They don't talk about
again,
it.
Again, the logistics, though, like that. I see why they don't because.
Anyways.
You love it. Elon
no.
Musk. Yeah.
No, like get her a pair of earrings or something.
Just
or
tell
her. She's going to take those off.
I don't take my necklace off.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
But an IUD, that is like. Maybe because we live in Texas and, like, it's hard to get those. But, like, like making your birth control your tracker. I'm out.
So he ends up drugging her and shaming her to the bed.
Okay, here's a question.
Wait.
Here is such a sincere fucking question. Like, truly. I know we recorded a little bit ahead of time, but we're like an hour, like 2 hours into this. Did you make up this entire book? Because if you told me right now that you made this up to see how gullible we are, April I would Fools. Be like... We'll never know. I have to read the book now. I have to confirm.
It's real. It's
I'll
all...
let you know, Emily. We can't trust a word she
That's
says.
Like she was like, I need another week so then to work on my book.
He gets her name tattooed on his dick. He got like this clearly. Okay.
Wait. Are you with me? Bed?
Conspiracy theory. Wait, she's tied to the bed.
He chains her to the bed, and he when he has games, with he what? Turns. I don't know.
Okay.
Is like she dragged
like
up?
A chain?
Does she know?
Does she know what?
Is she alert? And aware
well,
of what's happening?
He drugs her, and then he chains her up, and then she wakes up, and she's chained.
Hockey romance.
Oh, my
and
God.
So he puts on the
Oops,
game.
Wrong number. Like, people don't
she,
know.
She forgives him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But well, when we knew she woke up, how'd she feel?
I mean, she was upset.
Dehydrated, probably.
She was upset.
Probably have an itch.
She's not, you like, know? Out of her mind.
Yeah, like, she's
But she loves him.
So she's like, I understand. I'll never leave.
No, she just gives in.
He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire.
But like, okay, so
yeah.
Yeah. What do the good people good hurts think?
Is that how it ends?
No, I mean they
I mean they're like in love and like she's fine with being chained up and being tracked with her IUD and she's fine with
Well, I think she also finds out like that his dad was like threatening her.
Again, we could have started there. But
yeah.
No.
Yeah, no communication.
She's 24. Yeah.
Do they get married?
Yeah.
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 Do the other books
I'm sure there's some
there
reason.
Are other characters.
Are they on his team or are they other like billionaries? Are
on his team. The Ari
I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
Yeah.
If the other book is just straightforward and tame.
The other book is called The Wrong Pucking Guy.
Oh, because it's The Wrong Pucking series,
yeah.
Right?
He's got an evil twin brother.
The Wrong
and it
Guy.
It turns out she's been dating both of them but never knew it.
What if they're all like slightly evil? Like they all have their different things.
They better be. That's what I'm saying. What if they're not? What if they're all just like normal dudes?
What if?
Romances. And then this one book, he's chaining her to the bed.
What if that they are all the seven deadly sins and then there's a playlist for each one?
What if this is Jeff and Gavin's smut?
Oh my God.
They wish.
They no, there's not enough like
you better step it up, fellas.
Gills or whatever. I think there's something with neck fucking. I don't know. I don't know. They don't know either. They're working on
to
it.
To be fair.
Wow.
Okay. TBD.
Let's not interrupt the creative process. Okay, so what are the good people at Goodreads think? Because we have a lot of feelings.
So I think when this book came out, there were no trigger warnings that this was
you don't say
that this was like a dark romance.
When was this written again?
Because it takes some turns.
May 2003. So
three?
Just came
2003?
2023. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Oh. I was like, God.
It came
damn.
Out last
I was in high
last,
school.
Last summer.
Wild. The early 2000s. That's the range. Okay, 2023.
Yeah, last summer.
And there were no trigger warnings on it. People didn't know what to expect.
Yes.
It's like when everyone read Bride and went, oh, it's a creature book.
Right. Yeah. So I think when a lot of the reviews were like, DNF, I had no idea that this was, I thought this was just going to be like a hockey romance
because it's at the height of hockey romance
and yeah. It's just named The Wrong Fucking Number, which is the most common trope. I've read
yes.
at least four romance
the wrong
smutty
numbers.
Books where it's
oh.
like they accidentally but then it turns out they were roommates and they never knew that it was the wrong number because they had a fake number for like it,
oh, like
it happens
now.
So I think that
Tom Hanks is this guy. There we go.
Yeah. I
oh, no.
No.
So Tom Hanks chained her to the bed.
No.
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 Okay. So I think when the book came out, she didn't have any trigger warnings and then she added them, which was really funny because everybody's like, fuck this book. She doesn't say anything. And then everybody's like, there's trigger warnings. So then all they do is fight about it.
So they're just fighting. Yeah. Sierra Jane.
There's
I'm
like
obsessed.
Mandela effect.
I'm obsessed. She's back there like, I know what will get them going.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Elizabeth says, I wish I could be who I was before I read this book.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel like I got off a roller coaster.
Yeah. I wish I didn't get that tattoo.
The book started out cute and fun and then turned out crazy and scary. I'm sorry. He tranquilized her so she wouldn't leave after she found out that he forced her landlord to evict her and her boss to fire her. And then he claimed, chained her to the bed for a week so she couldn't get away from him.
A
and they're supposed
week?
To believe that she stayed with him.
A week?
She's in the bed for a week. And
yeah,
they've been
week.
Together for 2 weeks.
I don't know what the timeline is.
I mean, yeah. So, like, how was she allowed to be free when he was at home?
Yeah, she had range, but she couldn't get to anything.
She had range.
My God.
She oh, like when he's at home? Yeah, he took her off the chain when she was at home.
And then... Okay.
It was just trying when he so hard,
but
there.
She wasn't like spread out like
no.
That. Like it
That's
was
what
just,
I was picturing. It was like, oh my God. But still,
it was just more that yeah. She only had you know
she go to the bathroom.
Okay, so she had like 20 feet of chain to work with. Okay,
yeah. Let's not read into that.
Okay, I'm trying so hard to be like, could I? Okay, billionaire divorce. I don't know.
Abby says, maybe. If Lincoln is your book boyfriend, get help.
Look, we already have, we're on it.
Another thing that I kind of thought was interesting is that people were saying that it like wasn't okay because he wasn't mafia.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Like, we're
expecting
they get their
the
billions.
Dog kennel because he's deranged.
Yeah. Like, it's okay if he's.
You're
mafia.
Not living like a normal person.
Yeah. Who and are like already psychos.
Maybe he is. Like, who knows what his dad's business is? Like, in The Gentleman, which I'm streaming now on Netflix.
In more ways than one.
It is one of those things where it's like they think that they have money, but then there's like secret stuff happening that you are. I think anybody that's makes a dick load of money is probably involved in some sort of mafia underground drug
Taylor
stuff.
Swift was a billionaire, so I mean, need I say more?
Isn't she?
Joke, that comedic effect.
Yeah, I thought, isn't her and Travis Kelce their whole like.
I don't know. I made any of that up.
We lie.
Is everything still
my,
good?
I'm still recording.
What do the good people say?
Fucking sliding down. This video is going to be the whole time of me just slowly coming down and going back up.
Well,
it's my roller coaster.
That's why.
Okay. When reading, I told myself that this man was a fucking psycho, but I just have to remind myself that I read Hunting Adeline and I loved it. I usually love psychos and romance, but writing a psycho romance, there's a certain type of balance between good crazy and bad crazy psycho.
She's so right.
A crazy psycho equilibrium. Here, it's definitely bad crazy psycho situation. He's unhinged and not in an attractive way. Mm. If he had been poor, she would have ran and been asking for a protection order.
True.
Mm.
True.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing. Is like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That us finding out that he's like a Chuck Bass Gossip Girl kind of thing. We go, oh, okay. Yeah, that's great. Love it.
Remember when we were in Key West and the would you rather question was like, would you, what was it? Where it was like, would you.
There were a lot.
For $1 billion if you couldn't see Eric and Jeff. Oh, yeah. You couldn't see Eric or Jeff for like 5 years. And we both went.
Yeah.
And we thought about it and they were never the same.
And then the guys were like, no, I could never. And we're like, oh,
no.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was I'm like you guys it would be tough. I would look at all the angles of it. That's how I make decisions.
I'd be like, look, I'll be at one house. You'll be at the other
house.
We'll have $1 billion.
We're soulmates.
I'll know you were there.
We will never have problems again. I can stay committed to you for 5 years.
Easy.
But then you only got a week together.
Oh, yeah. We got a week together every year or something. We were like, oh, totally.
Right. Love it. And they were like, oh, I could never.
I'll never find anything.
Why?
I shouldn't have said that.
Why?
I'll never find anything.
He will listen. He's the number one fan.
No, I know.
Bernie finds everything.
He can find stuff.
Bernie, no.
I'm going to send it to
Bernie. Bernie, you and I know the truth.
Okay. She's against me.
We said that we might leave our husbands for $1 billion temporarily.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for us.
I love that book, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
But you fucking love that book, so you need help, according to you are kicking your feet. You are loving it all.
It is 100% fucking unhinged, but I think there's a lot of books that I've read that are just like this. And I think that, I mean, I haven't really even done a lot of them on here, but I love that this was a way to introduce this level of
crazy. And, crazy. And that you're like, oh, it's a book. It's a book.
Yeah.
It's a book.
But it being, but also, it being handed as
a hockey guy.
A hockey romance.
Yeah.
And as the wrong pucking number.
Yeah.
That does not sound maddest obsession. Sinner's Promise. Yes. They're all like, you know the what ritual. You're getting into. Yeah. They're dark covers. They're like, you're ready for it. And this is like if Lovelight Farms secretly rubbing cum on her lips. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah.
Shoving Christmas trees out up her ass.
I didn't prepare myself.
Tying her to a tree.
Burning down the farm. Like, So, that review where it's like there's an equilibrium, you're just really not prepped for it. And there's some prep you need to do.
It's like when you go to take a drink of something and you think it's going to be something else and it's milk.
Milk.
You know how that happens.
Oh, my God.
Milk.
You try to take a drink out of Barbara's drink and it's milk.
Warm milk.
Sick.
But yeah, I thought it was, that is kind of what had me so excited to do the book, is because I knew it was going to be completely
blindside
insane.
After the longest episode we've done, easy. Yeah. Even with all the stuff we have to cut out.
It's going to be, it's still be like 2 hours long. But, you know, if you're still here, I had a good ride.
Are you different? Because I'm different.
I'm different. I think I might be more different now than I was from the turkey. Like the turkey, like Thanksgiving episode was just crazy and it like stays with you. But this was like
crazy packaged as Tom Hanks.
This was like, you've got mail. Like, you know,
you're chained to a bed. Yeah.
Well,
you're welcome.
That was great, Vanessa. You know,
I'm literally never going to top this. Amazing.
It was a good blindside.
Beautiful.
It was great.
Whew.
I feel like we're in our blindside era a little bit. Yeah, like the Nora Roberts was a blindside. Like the physical copy was a good blindside.
Yep.
Now we got this. I'm excited. Well, tell
Lock your doors.
Anytime you get a text message, tell them about this podcast.
Start texting random numbers. Could be your soulmate. They could change your DNA.
Yeah, be like, hey, do I have an episode of a podcast for you to listen to? A random wrong fucking number.
Throw it out there on Tinder. See what happens.
Yeah, Clutch My Pearls Pod. If you wish that you had listened to this episode a day early, you could join our Patreon. You can be our book boyfriend.
Stalk us.
No. We don't want any stalking.
Oh, we don't want Patreon.
Any. On Patreon.
No. Please don't. Please. But you can be our book boyfriends on Patreon. You can also support the girls. You can all that stuff. Like and subscribe everywhere on the internet. Clutch My Pearls Pod. Tell everybody. Email us, clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. And for those of you on Patreon, see you Monday. For everyone else, see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.